Right, right. KB8OE. Yeah, I need to do that. The problem, see, I'm not a complete purist, but I always, in my head, because I've went without cell phones before, and the area I live is around a river basin, we lose signal, and then we've had times where all telecom dropped, and we've had times we lost internet. I'd like to keep the HF stuff going, and VHF, UHF, multi-modes are something I really need to get back into, focus on. I've got enough equipment to do it, and there's a lot of guys locally that said they would do it, and I would like to do some digital modes on single sideband on the bottom of the 2-meter band as well on 440, but, you know, getting everybody together and getting and actually achieving those things that you want to do as opposed to what you have to do, you know, the fun stuff has to be second place.
But that's fun, too. Yeah. The, yeah, we did a lot of single sideband on 2-meter. We'll experiment a little bit here and there with 440s. But we did a lot of 6-meter, too, at the QC8. I got a vertical. We all run verticals because one guy is in an apartment. And so we just kind of went his polarity there. One of the other guys, he has a dual beam. He can run it polar, you know, any direction, vertical, horizontal. And that thing has got a boom on that. I can't remember how many elements it was, but yeah, that thing works well. But, I got in the radio last summer. Probably about a little over a year ago, I guess. I don't know. November, whatever. Because we were camping up in the UP, we always do trips up there, and now my daughter's at an age where she wants to venture off that bike, you know, and cell phones don't work. Like the other kids, they had walkie-talkies. I'm like, brilliant. Well, guess what? I went down the rabbit hole, and now I got a whole stack of radios, a bunch of handhelds, you name it.